What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled From Making Over $150 a Day with DoorDash to Making Under $50 a Day because ninjas can no longer use Snap on DoorDash. So, as you guys know, I went up to the DC, New York area, Pennsylvania area to do DoorDash because small town USA, because it's seasonal. As you guys know, during the summertime, Florida fucking sucks. Hot, humid, mosquitoes. So I was making like 50 bucks a day doing DoorDash in small town USA. And small town USA is Martin County, if you wanna look it up. As you guys know, I'm running for Congress. I did have a couple of chargebacks that actually have been resolved. And just to let you guys know, we actually charged under Open Taxi Technologies. Open Taxi was a company I created about 15 years ago when I was trying to compete with Uber, but Uber decimated the taxi industry. So I pretty much took my knowledge, my infrastructure, my team that was doing Open Taxi, and we came up with MGTOW TV. So obviously we don't charge under MGTOW for obvious reasons, and every now and then, guys, we usually tend to get a couple of chargebacks, and almost always they are amicably resolved. And but this one was a little bit on the big side, you know, like multiple chargebacks, shit like that. But it is what it is, guys. But the important thing, you know, if you're watching this video and you put money on MGTOW TV, we charge under Open Taxi and not MGTOW TV. Anyways, let's get back to the point of this video. I'm gonna make this video quick. This is about DoorDash, as because this is just gonna show you how bad shit is gonna be. So during the month of October, guys, I made about $4,500 with DoorDash. I told you guys before, like, you can easily make $1,100 with DoorDash a week. I smashed that record by making $4,500 for the month of October. In fact, I'm gonna make a video with that, showing you my DoorDash app, because I know Coach Bitch Bill is gonna get all up in my comment section and say, oh, it's AI, I'm making shit up. That's why he's called a bitch. Anyway, guys, so how did I go from making $150 a day to making under $50 a day in DC, Pennsylvania, and in New York City, of all places? See, you can actually use Snap on DoorDash. I never used DoorDash as a consumer, but I did my research. Apparently you can use Snap on DoorDash. So a lot of people who were buying food from DoorDash, guys, they were using Snap. And who is the primary benefactory of food stamps? Black people, right? So when I was in DC, guys, I was seeing all these black people driving around in Escalades, living in luxury apartments, shopping, filling their carts with hundreds of dollars of food. And I'm like, there's no way these black people can afford that luxurious type of lifestyle. And not all black people can be selling drugs, you know. There has to be a way that these black people are able to artificially live this type of lifestyle. And that way was food stamps. Like TFM said, black people can get $2,000 worth of food stamps, and then whatever real job they have on the side, you know, that's their FU money, you know? Because you and me, we gotta pay for our food. Like, my food bill on a monthly basis is $600. Now, when I go back to small town USA, my food bill, it's gonna drop by half, because when I'm working DoorDash 15 hours a day, guys, I wanna fucking eat out, because that's the only thing I can actually look forward to, you know? From the time I wake up at like 8-9 in the morning until I go to bed. And you know, by the way, this car is my bed. But the time, and by the way, guys, the best goddamn sleep I've ever had was in this motherfucking car, dude. So like, in general, sleeping in a car is more comfortable for me, more peaceful for me than sleeping in a bed. I don't know why, man. And I've been sleeping in cars for about 20 years now. Not 20 years straight. No, I'm talking, you know, when I moved out to LA, I slept in a car for like 5 years. And whenever I travel, I sleep in a car. I rarely get a hotel, you know. I might get a hotel once a month. But this time around, guys, I didn't get a hotel at all. Because I'm just making as much money as I can to kind of like protect myself from this from these chargebacks. So anyways, getting back to the point, guys, is that these black people, instead of spending $600-$700 a month on food bill, that money comes to the government. And as we all know, black people, they resell food stamps, they resell the products that they buy. So they actually turn food stamps into a business where they make money from our taxpayer food stamps, okay? So when Trump shut down the government, guys, two things happened. Number one, black people lost their income. And let me tell you something, guys. The federal government has a lot of black people working for them. And I'm talking about Shaniqua, Shanini, Deshaun, Yolanda, Jaquan, just a bunch of low IQ black people who, quite frankly, guys, and just to tell you guys, remember the whole Doge thing where Elon Musk went into the federal government, had access to all the systems and data? Yeah. That was the government's way of trying to optimize everything with AI. That way they can get rid of all the black people, okay, guys? But you guys need to understand and understand good, okay? What Trump is doing, and I actually support, is that he is weaning black people out of the system. Government jobs, for the most part, are welfare. SNAP, for the most part, is SNAP. 100% of the part is welfare. So what Trump is doing is that he is getting rid of, because as you guys know, 40 million Americans are on welfare, food stamps. What's the population of black people here in America? 40 million. So it's safe to say vast majority of black people are on one form or another of welfare. And you guys need to understand, at this point with robots and AI, vast majority of people living on this planet are useless eaters. We don't need them to be around anymore. You know, 85% of people walking this earth, guys, they need to be exterminated. Now, I'm not gonna kill them, you're not gonna kill them. That's up to God. God can do whatever the F he wants, okay? But at the end of the day, I want everybody here to understand and understand this really good. Shit is gonna get real for America. Ultimately, we MGTOWs, ultimately, we will win, God willing, of course. But in the meantime, a lot of people must be exterminated. There must be a lot of disasters, a lot of catastrophic failures. A lot of bad shit is gonna happen for the next couple of years, okay, guys? So now I'm going back to small town USA because the dispute is over. I'm gonna try to get the food truck going again because now is the high season, all the snowbirds are coming down. I might get my CDL so I can drive truck, make 4K a month. So things are looking good for me, guys. I'm gonna take the MGTOW political party a little bit more seriously now that I don't have to do DoorDash 15 plus hours a day. But the point here I'm trying to get to you guys is that things are gonna get bad, economy is gonna get really bad, and we gotta get rid of black people one way or another. And I'm not talking about bad black people, just the bad black people, okay? Take care, peace.